Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
12 people dead. Horrific Palisades fire, Lee.
Yep.
Gavin Newsom and the left chastising us at the time. If only we would turn billions and billions of dollars over to the federal government. By God, they could control the weather even. And we would not have to have climate change. We would not have to have fires. Right?
Well, that's what they said.
Yeah. Turns out it was an old-fashioned arsonist.
Mm-hmm. You can't rebuild the same. So we have to rebuild with science. We have to build with climate reality in mind. And this is the reality, the new reality of extremes, extreme heat, extreme drought. You have droughts and rain bombs. You have flooding at the same time you're dealing with droughts, all happening concurrently. There's a new reality, the world we're living in. And if you're not believing science, you have to believe your own eyes, your own lived experience. We have to wake up to this reality. We cannot be in denial about what's going on with Mother Nature.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Jonathan Rinderknecht is obviously a nut, right? I mean, he's obviously crazy. But he donated to Joe Biden. Florida voter registration indicates left-wing views, and he has posted screeds against climate change, Republicans for somehow allegedly causing climate change. I've got to wonder about something. I can't prove it. There's no source on it. But this keeps happening. We keep finding either climate activists, this happened in Europe, or people with anti-climate change views. They think man-made, climate change is happening because of man-made gases. Have set some of these fires in the past. That is part of the history, and UK Daily Mail has done a very good job of covering that. And I can't help but wonder, given his Facebook posts, and he's very passionate about environmental topics, everything from the Clean Air Act to veganism and, again, to climate change, if that didn't have something to do with why he, you know, might have set this fire. I can't prove it. I just think it's interesting.
Just weird.
Yeah. I mean, if you read a lot about these fires, if you cared about climate change, you would find a surprising number of people have been caught charged with setting them after officials have told us climate change did it. And in some cases in Europe, they've been climate activists. And in other cases, not necessarily identifiably climate activists, but we were told it was climate change, but it was actually human. I don't know. I just think it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I'll probably never be able to prove it, but.
Well, it's just sad that the reality of the situation that Gavin Newsom is not responding to is that government policy in California, environmental policy, is largely to blame for setting the conditions where a fire like that could spread. And become something that is devastating and cost a dozen lives and billions of dollars worth of damage.
Yeah. And this is entirely the fault of the Democrats because they run California. Yeah. And Gavin Newsom,
right.
As you said, they don't do the control burns. you know, my daughter and I hike a lot, and we see control burns almost every time, or the evidence that there has been one.
Yeah, they do that around here.
Yeah. I mean, they do it in North Carolina. They do it in South Carolina. You will see it, and that's to get rid of the undergrowth so you don't get a raging out of control fire. It's just good, basic fire management. We've had these skills for over 100 years, and the left just doesn't want to use it. In fact, they've gone so far in California to banning people to do it on their own property, yeah. And now it gets to the point where the insurance just walks away and says, well, I mean, if you want to burn your state to the ground, we can't cover you. It's just more, I mean, it's just more craziness from the left. So, just really, you know, a mess.
Well, it's just going to be interesting to see what punishment this person gets.
I know. Seeing that it is California.
Yeah.
So, but 12 people are dead, and this case is going to get, you know, a lot of national attention.
Billions of dollars of damage, thousands of homes and businesses and buildings destroyed.
Yeah. So, and he's obviously, I mean, on top of that, a total nut. So, I mean, you know, they caught him, you know, in part because of his AI searches, which is interesting too. So,
yeah, that's one of the things I saw is that this was the intelligence on this was, you know, reportedly done through artificial intelligence and you know, his looking at this. I do think it's interesting. We've heard for months rumors that it was some Uber driver that started this.
Yeah.
I mean, his arrest didn't surprise me because this is, like I said, this was something that we've been hearing rumors of for quite some time, that investigators knew that there was one individual that likely started this was an Uber driver. And that's exactly what happened.
Interesting. Interesting, too, that it's the feds that got him.
Well.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll be protesting that in California.
Who knows? Speaking of protesters.
Federal overreach.
Yeah. I love that the Trump administration's announced that they're going to declare Antifa an international terrorist group. That gives them a lot more room to maneuver. They can do a lot more if the group is an international terrorist group. And they are. They're in Europe. They're all over the world. Have been for decades.
And the question will be, when will the lawsuit start from the liberal progressive groups?
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing. The left is really funny. If they keep telling us on all these cable networks, there is no Antifa, okay?
Right.
It's just there's no headquarters. Yeah. There's no national charter, state charter. There's no designated leadership. So you shouldn't target them. Well, what do you care if we target them if there's no Antifa?
If it doesn't exist, why do you care?
Yeah, why do you care? Yeah, you know why they care? Because we're going to go three jumps, four jumps from Antifa, and we're going to find all the funding go straight back to the Democrat Party.
It's like atheists having a problem, people believing in God. It's like, well, if you don't believe in God, then why does it matter then?
Exactly. Yeah, no. So, I mean, but the left is very, you know, insistent there is no Antifa, and so therefore we should not go after Antifa. So, you know, I would think they'd be thrilled for Trump to waste his time going after Antifa if there's no Antifa,
no.
Right? Did he just spin his wheels? Mm-hmm. Waste some time.
Yeah.
Andy Ngo, who is a liberal reporter, he sure thinks there's an Antifa, and he's got a brain scan to prove it.
Yeah.
He nearly died covering Antifa. And he says, look, he started taking notice of them and kind of became a reporter. Sorry about that. Became a reporter after noticing that the liberal media's characterization of Antifa and the actual Antifa he was seeing operate in the streets, two totally different things.
After surviving that, the reporting that I saw in liberal media it seemed to suggest that I had deserved it.
Oh, that was the wrong one. I'm sorry. Anyway, he said that they were very violent, very destructive. He would notice this, but then the media would characterize their protest as peaceful. And he said that's when he got interested in just following them around at their own protests. He'd just go online, find out where they were going to be and show up there with a camera. They did not appreciate that. And he was very nearly beaten to death.
In 2019, it led to me nearly losing my life. I was covering another Antifa protest turned riot. At that point, had been routine in Portland, and then I was ambushed in a mob beating, and I had never been in a fight. I didn't even realize that I was being assaulted until seconds in, and the punches came from everywhere, on my head and my face, and I was bleeding out of my eyes and ears, and then they threw all the drinks in my eyes to humiliate me further and to laugh at me. And I was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance and CT scan, and I had subarachnoid hemorrhage, which is bleeding in the brain, and nearly died. Pushed me off.
Yeah, he nearly died. And he said the mainstream media just simply could not be convinced of that.
After surviving that, the reporting that I saw in liberal media was, it seemed to suggest that I had deserved it because they branded me far right. And some even went so far as to suggest that I maybe faked my injuries. A BuzzFeed reporter asked for my medical records, which I did provide, but this felt so, it's like because I didn't die in that attack, there was another round of people who wanted to finish.
He said, sorry, I clipped that, finish me off. So he has had what he calls concrete milkshakes thrown at his head. As well, they'll like mix up concrete, put it in like a cup of container and use it as a projectile. He's gotten concussions from them. I've always been afraid they'll eventually kill him. But this is who Antifa is. And he says their protests are very organized. The Democrat Party says they are not real. Julio Rosas is another reporter that Trump had at his summit yesterday. He says they're quite real, no matter what the Democrats say, because he covers them all the time.
Yeah. It's real. It's a threat. I just saw him last weekend over in Portland while they're causing mayhem over there. And the reason why they're such a big problem is because we have Democrats and a lot of people in the mainstream media refusing to acknowledge that they even exist, right? So how can we as a country begin to address it if we have large swaths of, you know, these people who are supposedly decision makers and, you know, people who are supposed to inform, they don't want to say that it exists. You know, because the common argument is like, well, they're not a real organization because there's no national leadership. They don't have a national headquarters. So how can law enforcement go after a group that doesn't exist like that? Well, law enforcement goes after criminal groups that organize to rob banks or do smash and grabs. They don't have a registered LLC. They don't have official membership cards. They don't have, you know, a business address, but law enforcement still goes after them because they're working as a group. These people don't just show up, you know, randomly at the same time to do the same thing, dressed in a very similar fashion, espousing the same ideology. And they say, well, it's an ideology. It's like, well, yes, it's an ideology because there's people alive, present, that believe in it, and they're acting on it.
Can't wait for this, Lee. It's going to shift from there's no Antifa, that's not real, it's just your imagination, to when we find the connections to fund them from the Democrat Party, because we're gonna, they're out there, to blacking that out. That's the next step. We'll report it. They won't. Then when it becomes so overwhelming, it's trending all over the place, the media will lie about it. Just sit back and watch. It's how it always goes.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, keep your eye on this. Been meaning to update the story. Remember the SIM cards? Yeah, they're having that big United Nations building, building meeting. It may not even be related. They don't know yet. Secret Service stumbles upon, in the process of doing a security in the area, a facility with thousands of what are called SIM card subscriber identity modules. Several hundred SIM servers. And it's enough to do a whole lot of things, like basically take out the 911 system, essentially override it, disrupt personal communications, media communications, business communications, emergency services, government services, maybe even utilities. And folks wondering what the heck is going on here. Yeah, well, if you weren't paying attention to that because so much else is going on, authorities have found another SIM network. They say Communist China was operating, could disrupt critical infrastructure and enable criminal networks. Homeland Security investigatory agents found 200,000 SIM cards, this time not New York, but in New Jersey, two times the 100,000 found in New York. They could send 30 million anonymous texts every minute, shut down cell service if they want. What were they doing? Something's up with this. ABC News reported it is a, quote, China, because of course it is, China-linked plot that could have crippled every cell phone tower in the nation's largest city, jamming 911 calls, unleashing chaos on communications networks. They don't know why China would have wanted to disrupt that communication. Also, folks, again, this could have catastrophic effects on, you know, utilities, water processing plants. It's a disaster. So, folks, just to put this together, China killed a million of us with COVID. Number's probably more like 500,000 because our government exaggerated the death statistics by about 100%, so it's probably half what they said. But still, that's 500,000 of us with COVID. Just to recap, we recently caught them trying to sneak a bioweapon into this country that could wipe out all of our crops, but also the spores of which are tiny, can cause liver failure and even death, gross reproductive damage. Then we found the weaponized roundworm in a separate case they were trying to sneak in here because they, you know, I guess after they were done killing the crops, they were going to kill livestock. We caught that. God knows what we haven't caught. We caught them with that bio lab where they were breeding weaponized mice that could carry these very deadly strains of COVID and other diseases, mainly COVID, though. What they were doing with that, we don't know. But the guy who opened it was an illegal immigrant who came down here from Canada, in whose communications with China, he was, by the way, getting direct funded by China, by the Communist Party, said he wanted to slay the wolf that was America. So his intention's pretty clear. So, I'm just wondering, you know, at some point we're going to recognize China's an enemy of ours or something, or just, no, we'll just keep, okay, we're going to buy their stuff. Cool. Folks, and that doesn't even count Volt Typhoon, which I'm still reeling from, where in December, one of the final months that Joe Biden's regime was in office, his people were meeting with the Chinese delegation, and out of nowhere, the Chinese delegation brings up that they did the Volt Typhoon hacking, even though they'd always denied it, said it was punishment for Taiwan. They were pretty proud of themselves. Biden administration naturally took no recourse against them of any kind. So, folks, that's just the last, like, year, you know, not counting COVID. That's just the last year? We're going to do anything about this or no? Okay. Cool. Buy this stuff. And it just makes me wonder. I don't understand. Because Trump is now saying he will sell Tomahawks to Ukraine. And Russia knows those Tomahawks cannot be launched by Ukraine. They need our targeting, our training, all of it. Especially if you're going to get a rapid launch. Ukraine's saying they're going to try to hit Moscow with them. Russia's saying they will hold America personally responsible as if we had fired it, which we will be doing. I have questions. Didn't Trump start this as a peace negotiator? Why are we in the war now? I don't understand. And I know why we are. It hurt Trump's ego. Putin's embarrassed him by continuing to drop bombs on Ukraine. And Putin does that because NATO, with our help, continues to drop bombs on Russia. I mean, we blew up their pipeline to Hungary. Of course he's going to respond. I don't know why Trump thinks we're going to get a peace deal. I also don't know if Trump even knows we keep bombing them. If he's listening to Keith Kellogg, he's flying blind. And I have a feeling that's what he's doing. Terrible, terrible advisor. That'd be just absolutely horrendous. But my question is this. We've just caught China in another plot that could have deadly, catastrophic consequences. Now, we take no action of any kind. Yeah, we want to bomb Moscow with Tomahawks. Something, again, Ukraine does not have the ability to operate a Tomahawk without us sitting there and doing it for them, basically. Well, why? I mean, Russia didn't do any of this. I don't get it. And yet China keeps attacking us on our own soil, though, and we don't seem to care. Why are we messing with Russia? I mean, look, if you're going to launch a Tomahawk at somebody and maybe start World War III, heck, at least hit China. At least it makes some sense. Again, Trump campaigned on stopping the conflict with Ukraine. He trashed Joe Biden for allowing them to be bombed with TACMs, and now he's going in with Tomahawks. By the way, something that the Biden administration said would start World War III, and even they didn't dare do it. And China just hits us again and again. We don't even care. We don't care. Imagine it this way. Suppose that Russia went into Mexico, violently overthrew the government, which John Brennan and, you know, Barack Obama did in Ukraine, replaced the Mexican government with a pro-Russian puppet government. That pro-Russian puppet government then put six bases on our border, which is what we did. We put six CIA bases, according to the New York Times, to menace them with. And then suppose that Russia announced they're going to be striking deep inside of the U.S. with Tomahawks, except don't worry, it'll be the Mexican government firing those. But the Mexican government doesn't have the equipment to fire those, so Russia's going to have to do it for them. But don't worry, Russia sold the Tomahawks to the Mexican government. You'd be cool with that, right? You'd be like, yeah, no big deal. When Houston blows up, or maybe even D.C., you'd be good with that, right? Can you see why Russia isn't? And why they're vowing to retaliate? And again, my only question is, Trump went into this as a peacemaker to save lives. He was going to negotiate peace and end the war. So why are we hitting them in Moscow? I mean, I just want to know, what do we get if we win, given the risk we're taking? If we're going to hit them, risk thermonuclear destruction, why don't we just hit China? They've actually attacked us.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gonna jump on the common sense retirement planning text line. Texter writes, Russia was correct in assaulting Ukraine. Now the texter writes, we just need to pressure Trump to just leave Ukraine. Yes, we should do. We should leave. Texter writes, Tara, elections won't save the USA, reason being that those we elect do not actually do what is necessary to fix our many, many problems. I would argue on most other things, Trump is great, and he is actually going far and beyond what I thought he would do. I mean, if you told me that, you know, we're up to, you know, 2.2 million illegals would be deported in 9 months, I would think that'd be the number for the entire Trump administration. So, no, they're doing things I've never seen before. And I mean, I think it's amazing. I really don't want to stumble into thermonuclear war with these people. And just understand what we're doing here. Can you imagine if we watched Russia come in, violently overthrow the Mexican government, install a pro-Russian government by force down in Mexico, and then start shooting attackums into our country? Can you imagine if the KGB put 6 bases right up against our border? KGB isn't active anymore. It's called the GRU now, but people know KGB. They began operating sometimes over our border from those bases. Can you imagine if deadly pathogens began to leak from those bases, making the people around there and their ethnic Russian population sick? Can you imagine if America then went to the UN and filed a complaint about Russia, said, listen, they've overthrown the Mexican government. They've built these bases. There are bioweapons. They're leaking these awful pathogens out of them. They're hurting surrounding populations. Can we get an investigation? And Russia voted no and used its veto power, because that's what we did. We used our veto power to vote no on an investigation. Would we feel like maybe we needed to invade Mexico? Because I'd be all for it. Now imagine if after overthrowing the Mexican government and installing a fake pro-Russian government that was loyal to Russia, Russia announced that what they were going to do was sell that Mexican government tomahawks that could hit D.C., tomahawks that could hit Houston, tomahawks that could hit Greenville. Now, you know, you look at the Mexican government can't operate tomahawks. They don't have the satellites. They don't have the targeting equipment. They don't have any of it. What would we say to Russia? We'd say, don't you dare hit Houston. Don't you dare hit Dallas. Don't you dare hit D.C. with the tomahawks. We're going to know it's you. We know that the Mexicans can't operate tomahawks. They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the satellites. They don't have any of the targeting equipment they need. What would we say to Russia? We'd say, look, you could send a tomahawk. You can hit one of our cities if you want. You can hit our military infrastructure if you want. We're going to consider it an act of war. It's exactly what we would do if we had any sense. That's where Russia is today. And they're telling us they will retaliate against us. They will consider this a strike by us with these tomahawks. You want to do this? A lot of people, we got several people texting me, and look, no, I agree with you that Trump is using this as a negotiating tool, a negotiating ploy. It could work. It could be brilliant. Not denying that. It's entirely possible it works. But it is a breathtaking risk to take because Russia is so consistent about retaliating. Every time that Ukraine, which is really us, hits one of their cities, and do it all the time. They just, a few weeks ago, hit a children's school. There were disabled, it was a school for disabled kids, and I mean, killed a couple of them. We blew up the pipeline with Hungary, had the Hungary foreign minister saying, what are you doing? It gets very cold here in the winter. Please do not, I mean, you know, what are you doing? We blew up the pipeline between Russia and Hungary. And I'm kind of going, wait, Trump went in there as a peacemaker. Trump went in there bragging that on day one, he was going to have a deal between Ukraine and Russia. He was going to get us out of this. He was going to extract us. And to his credit, the really good thing is we're not sending tranches of cash over there anymore. I mean, that's printed money. We're not doing that. That's good. That's a promise he kept. Good for him. And look, I don't mind selling them weapons. I'm fine with that. I don't care. Sell the Euroweenies weapons if they want to buy them. Everybody else buys them for us. But the problem with Tomahawks and the reason they're different from Attackums is because you can't operate that. This is what Russia is saying. You can't operate that Tomahawk effectively without the U.S. using its own targeting equipment, targeting data, targeting technology. In other words, we're going to have to hit. We're going to have to send it. I mean, we may take a Ukrainian finger and do the final mash on the button, but this is going to be us hitting Russia. Why? Why do that? And you know what I think it is? I think Trump's embarrassed. I think Trump had that big meeting with Putin. I think it went really well. I think he thought that he could just keep bombing them and they'd agree to the peace deal. And Russia knows we're bombing them. I don't know if Trump knows we're bombing them. I don't know if Kellogg tells him that. Kellogg is a deep state neocon who has desperately and fervently wanted World War III for as long as he's been on Fox News. I don't know why. I don't know who's paying him. I don't know where he makes his money, but and that's who Trump's listening to. And so if you look at, like, you know, Michael Flynn, who is his former advisor, Flynn keeps saying, please set up an independent advisory committee to tell you, hey, this is what's really going on. Do you realize you just blew up the Hungarian natural gas pipeline? Do you realize you just attacked Russia? That's why they're not acquiescing to the peace deal. Or maybe Vladimir Putin's just screwing around. Maybe he's using Trump. Maybe he really has run circles around him. I don't know. But if you go in there as a peacemaker who's supposed to be negotiating both sides with both sides and you end up hitting him with tomahawks and dragging us into World War III, I just don't think that's success. I think it's a breathtaking risk to take. Again, it might work, but Russia's saying we will retaliate if you do this. We will consider it a hit on us by you because it's going to be. And again, my question is just why? What do we get for defending the Euroweenies, who, as we speak, are trying to put Trump and Elon Musk in prison? That's what France was doing. And they're not going to do it now because he won. They thought Trump was going to lose, but they'd opened a criminal investigation into him just for what he posted online. They wanted him extradited. Same thing for Elon Musk. Why are we risking our lives to defend the Euroweenies? I don't understand. Sell him some more Attackums and get the heck out of Dodge. Leave him alone. Their problem, their war. Let them blow themselves up. Oh, your humble host getting scorched. Dexter writes, yet we should bomb the blank out of Venezuela and help Israel kill every Gazan. First of all, I never said we should kill Gazans. Ever. I wouldn't support doing that. It's not our war. It's theirs. I've never said that. Yet we should bomb the blank out of Venezuela and help Israel kill every Gazan. You've drank the Kool-Aid or cashed the check. Either way, wake up and come back. Yes, we should absolutely bomb Venezuela. Two reasons. Number one, unlike Russia, Venezuela doesn't have nukes. Number two, unlike Russia, Venezuela isn't threatening retaliation that could be thermonuclear. Number three, Venezuela has killed at least tens of thousands of us. The fentanyl they cut the cocaine with comes out of there. In fact, when the first boat that we bombed out of Venezuela, you remember it was not headed here. They were moving for China out of Shanghai, all of the chemicals needed. They were actually moving them to Mexico for China. They were the precursor chemicals for fentanyl and xylazine. Largest ever bust, by the way, enough to fill over 20 18-wheelers. It was just an absolute massive bust. It was like 300,000 pounds of the stuff, enough to kill all of us several times. So the reason Trump is going after Venezuela is not to be mean. It's because they're moving the fentanyl, the precursor chemicals, all of that for China in concert with the cartels, and they move them from China to generally Mexico to assemble them. It's an act of war, and it has killed a lot of us. Again, Russia hasn't done that. I don't like Russia. I don't like Putin. Putin's in bed with our worst enemies. But the list of people that we should be bombing before Putin, who've actually killed Americans, at least 500,000 with COVID, like China, is very, very long. I mean, I can't get to Putin till I, you know, go through Maduro and then Xi. And again, Maduro doesn't scare me. We could vaporize him in his sleep, and we'd be none the wiser. I don't have nukes. Texter writes, if we're going to war, let's take over Mexico. Sure, why not? I'm just kidding. We should take over Mexico. We should root the cartels out, though. Texter writes, wasn't it Ukraine who was flying drones over Poland and saying it was Russia? Ukraine, Democrats, rhinos are responsible for the rhetoric that started the war. Texter writes, could you recommend a source of news that's impartial about Russia and Ukraine? Mike Flynn is an excellent source. He used to be a Trump advisor. I try to read it all. I try to read India. I read RT. And then I read our media to try to figure out what is going on there. You have to, because there's so many lies. It's just really, really frustrating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.